This is Evangel Community Church coming at you with our Pearls and Swine podcast. We are excited to hang out with you guys today. We have intern Nate with us across the way, and we've got, I don't even want to call you millennial because I just feel like that's kind of a slap in the face, yeah. But we've got Pastor John with us, and I'm Travis, and we are excited to hang out with you guys this week. We're excited for this week because it is Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and that's just always a good time. There's always a lot of good food, good time with family, usually. That can be a little bit sketchy.
Yeah, mixed bag for some of us.
Yeah, it depends on your family.
Yeah, exactly. So what are the traditions that you guys kind of grew up with? What are your favorite Thanksgiving memories?
Well, I've got one that I always share, and it's definitely not a favorite tradition. It's more of a sad tradition, and I always share it to see if anyone else had this experience. But when I was a kid, my mom and my grandma and my aunts and stuff were all very into Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So Thanksgiving, we'd finish eating, we'd do our dessert, all that kind of stuff, football. There's some people watching football and stuff. But they'd clear the table and put on the table all of the sale ads. Nice. And all of the nieces and nephews and grandkids and stuff would all gather around the table. You get your own color. And you circle the stuff that you want in the ads, and it's like it always felt like a little bit of a feeding frenzy. And I say it's sad because as I look back on it, I'm like, I feel like that's a tradition I loved as a kid. But when I look back on it, I'm like, it feels like the opposite of Thanksgiving. We switch our brains really quickly to, what do I want? Mm-hmm. I want this and this and this. And you give a kid a toy catalog and a marker, and they're going to find a lot of stuff that they need.
It's bonkers, man. You know? It goes.
So it's a mixed bag.
Quickly.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. It's definitely a tradition that we had for a long time that I enjoyed at the time, but I look back and I'm not so sure it was the best.
You're not carrying that one forward with your family?
No, not so much. Not so much.
I picture you as a Black Friday doorbuster guy.
No, never done it. Never done it.
You know, that stuff drives me crazy. Like, my parents would try and get me to circle stuff in catalogs for Christmas, and I was like, you want me to, like, actually look through this book? Oh, drive me nuts. But Thanksgiving traditions, I have 3 sets of grandparents, so we got to do 3 Thanksgivings, which was pretty awesome. And they're all wonderful cooks, so I really just loved going through 3 Thanksgivings in the span of a week and just stuffing my face the whole time. But the most prominent memory I have is getting pancaked by my uncle and throwing the football around trying to get 100 tosses without drops.
It's a football term.
He would dress up as a pancake?
No, he would. When we were younger, my brother and I, he would pick us up, throw us on the floor, and then just lay on top of us.
Okay, yeah,
until we couldn't breathe. Uh-huh. It was actually quite entertaining, you know,
like
when you're a 4-year-old boy. So... Yeah, that was the pancake.
All right. That's a good one.
Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. You know, you've got the food, you've got the football, like naps are okay on that day. And you look back at history and really Thanksgiving comes out of a heart of gratitude and thankfulness mm-hmm. for what God has done. That's a super important thing for us to remember as Christians, that it's not just about figuring out what we want after the Black Friday ads come out, but it is an opportunity for us to look back and be thankful. And you see that throughout the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, when the people looked back and gave thanks to God for what he has done and how he's brought them through things. And you even look back just on the history of our country and the way that we've celebrated Thanksgiving. I mean, you can go back as far as even George Washington. He had some things that he did and instituted within our country. There's a cool quote from him, and he proclaimed in 1789 that it was going to be a day of public thanksgiving and thanks to God for his protection, recognizing God as that he was the source of all that is good. And in this proclamation, he wrote, "Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, to be devoted by people of these states to the service of the great and glorious being who is the author of all the good that was, that is, and that will be." It's not officially a holiday at that point.
No.
But I think looking back, there is a sense of patriotism in Thanksgiving, but it's also a sense of deep faith and looking back at the things that God has done.
Yeah. It feels like, you know, there's almost different iterations of it throughout history. You know, if you think about the earliest Thanksgiving Day roots, it was really a celebration of survival.
Oh, yeah.
Now it feels much more like a celebration of how blessed we are in general in this country and the abundance that we celebrate and things like that. So yeah, that's really interesting.
I think that's an interesting point too, because that same abundance can make it so hard to be thankful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like in today's day and age, we have so many things that are just at our fingertips that it's so easy for us to go to the store and get some milk or buy a turkey or get whatever we need online. And so like times like this where we can sit back a little bit, mm-hmm. truly recognize how blessed we are, they're super, super important, and super important in just keeping ourselves in the proper frame of mind and keeping God in his proper spot, giving thanks to him through holidays like this.
Mm-hmm. As you look back, you know, we always look at the origin of Thanksgiving as the pilgrims coming over and yeah. having the feast mm-hmm. and stuff. And you look at that, and that there was some sacrifice involved in that. Mm-hmm. And you see sacrifice throughout the story in scripture. You know, God set up a system for the Israelites to show their thankfulness through specific Thanksgiving sacrifices. We see that in Leviticus. There's a passage out of Leviticus 7:11-15. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings that one may offer to the Lord. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the thanksgiving sacrifice unleavened loaves mixed with oil, unleavened wafers smeared with oil, and loaves of fine flour well mixed with oil. With the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving, he shall bring his offering with the loaves of leavened bread. And I think even as you look at the history of Thanksgiving and the tradition of it, we go, we hang out with our family, with our friends, with our fellow church body believers, and we break bread. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something really cool that God institutes throughout his story.
Yeah.
That there's that breaking of bread, that feeding together and celebrating his goodness.
I mean, so often in scripture, you know, as you're alluding to, and as that verse talks about, and there was times that were supposed to be set aside for God's people, and the language that we see in scripture often is remembrance. You know, there's a lot of these special meals, these holy days that were set aside to remember something that God had done. Even, you know, the Passover is a big one that comes to mind to me, where God's people, the Israelites, were remembering how he rescued them from Pharaoh. Oftentimes when we're doing communion in church, I'll talk about how that Last Supper, they were together celebrating Passover, and there was a lot in common with that Passover meal in the Bible to what we do at Thanksgiving. It was you gather with your family, there's a meal. Now the meal had a lot more symbolic
yeah.
pieces to it than what we have in our Thanksgiving meals now. But still, the point was remembering what God had done. And I think that's a key part of how we should be celebrating Thanksgiving now, is remembering the things that God has done for us. And I shared the kind of sad American tradition we had in my family, but we also had the tradition that a lot of families have of, you know, we'd go around the table and say, what are you thankful for? And it's really important to remember the things that God has done for us as we come to this season.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite traditions that I look back now as a grown man. Is the, you know, you just look back and you look at the goodness. Like, I remember the times of going to my grandparents' house, and we'd hang out with all my cousins, and like, we'd go outside and play football. We'd come inside and eat. We'd watch a little football, go out and play some more. And like, those times you just look back and like, they seem like simpler times, mm-hmm. but you can see the goodness in there. And I think even just looking back at those times gives us an opportunity to give thanks to God, to praise him. I mean, you read through the Psalms, and there's tons of Psalms that talk about enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise, mm-hmm. that we should give thanks to God based on his name and his character and his righteousness and his goodness and his love. And we know that everything that is good is from God. Mm-hmm. And so when we can look back on our lives and kind of reminisce about those good times with our family, with our friends, and recognize that God was the provider of those things, it hits your heart a little bit differently rather than looking for, you know, which toy I'm going to circle in the Best Buy ad.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you guys look back now on, maybe your childhood or just as being a dad or being a college student, when you get to go back home, what are those things that you really, you know, when your heart starts to ponder them, you're really grateful and thankful for?
Actually, I just had a little bit of an experience the other day. My brother texted me out of the blue, and I'm super, super thankful for my brother. He accepted Christ just a couple months ago, which is just an incredible thing. And I don't know, I was like, what in the world has made me so thankful for him? And I'm super excited to go see him because I've realized how much God has used him in my life to make me who I am today. He has just been an instrument of God, whether the molding character side where we're fighting, or like just this summer, we went and did a trip out to Isle Royale, and he just spent 9 days with me on an island, which was just an incredible experience. And it's something that I love to do. And I'm so thankful that he was just willing to take that time to go out there and spend some time investing back and forth in each other and reconnecting after, you know, years of me being at college.
That's an awesome story, man. When we think of Thanksgiving, a lot of times gratitude comes to our minds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look back throughout some of the different versions of the Bible, the word grateful is not used all that often. It's not at all in the King Jimmy version of the Bible, and it's only referenced a few times, maybe just once or twice in the NIV. You know, we talk about gratitude is an attitude. You hear that in a lot of church circles, practice the attitude of gratitude. But gratitude is this appreciation, I think, for the blessing in somebody's life. But if you look at Scripture and the lack of that word there, I don't think it's sufficient enough. It's that thanksgiving, that being intentional about giving thanks, and, you know, that idea of turning back to praising God in times of goodness, because mm-hmm. we can see his goodness throughout the things that he's brought us through and give thanks. I think that actual term give thanks appears in the Bible somewhat like more than 160 sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
I looked up the number for the New Testament. It was 71.
71. Okay. So one of the stories that I really think resonates at the heart of this is the story of the 10 lepers out of Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story when Jesus entered a village, he was met by the 10 lepers who stood at a distance. They lifted up their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw him, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except for this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." And I think that's just a super cool story. Like, we appreciate God's blessings in our life. Mm-hmm. We appreciate his faithfulness. But oftentimes when things are going good, our hearts are not ready to turn around and be like, "Oh, yeah. God, thank you."
Yeah.
That's a good story. That's one of the stories that I like to talk to my kids about.
Mm-hmm.
Letting them know and having them recognize it's good to recognize God's blessing in our lives and see that his faithfulness is there, his goodness is there. But you've got to have that thanksgiving part. You've got to have that verbalization, that recognition. And I think that is sometimes very hard for us to do, is have that recognition of God's goodness.
Yeah.
It's like we get the Black Friday flyer from God and like, "Yeah, that's awesome. I want that." But we forget the thankfulness part.
Yeah. I mean, it makes me think about when many people in this country relied very directly on the harvest coming in. That's a part of this season too. And I know historically there was a lot of celebration recognizing specifically God's role in what had been provided. Because if you think about the life of someone who's a farmer and relying on crops and things like that, there's a lot that's out of your control. This season, I think some of the history also looks back to that time where there was a very direct connection between, here's what I have that I need to survive, and it came from God, because he's the one who provides the rain. He's the one who makes the seed grow. He's the one who, you know, if they were livestock farmers, you know, there was a lot that they would be able to look and say, well, this, you know, we can only do so much to make this work, and then we have to rely on God for the rest. And it just makes me think, you know, that's true now too. It's just sometimes harder for us to see that direct connection. One practice of just like daily thankfulness in my family is, you know, when we pray for our meals, we're always thanking God for providing that. Even though it's harder for us to see because, you know, I went to the grocery store and picked up what we needed and
yeah.
I, you know, somebody grew that food or made that food and you know what I mean? So yeah, it just makes me think of our daily need for gratitude and thankfulness to God and just reminding ourselves and our families that everything we have comes from him. And
yeah. And that's like something we do actively, like all of the different festivals that were held in Israel for, you know, thanking God for something that he's done. those are active ways to thank God in our lives. Mm-hmm. And like, we really have Thanksgiving and we have Christmas. So we don't have like, you know, how many festivals did the Israelites? It was a lot of festivals. So like, we don't have all these active times set aside to be thankful to God. And so I think that really just highlights how important it is for us to be conscious of that and, you know, doing it throughout the year rather mm-hmm. than just, you know, November and December when we, you know, have this time set aside for it.
Yeah. Well, we've got Easter too. That's a party.
That's probably the most important one.
Yeah. I think one of the cool hearts that you see throughout scripture of an attitude with gratitude and thankfulness combined is when you read through the Psalms of David. Mm-hmm. And when he writes, I mean, he's going through some stuff, but he's also, there's big chunks of that book where he's just praising God and just thankful for who he is. One of the passages that I was looking at was Psalms 101-5. And that says, make a joyful noise all the earth, to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. I think you sense that this gratitude attitude that David has, it's coming out of this habit that we see throughout the Psalms of him turning back and giving thanks, or giving thanks in the midst of things that even no matter what you're going through, God is still good and he's still with us and he's still given us his son to be our savior. And yeah. Even if we don't have a lot of stuff, if we don't have a lot of food maybe on Thanksgiving, like, we still have a God who loves us. We still have a God who sent his son to die for our sins, and we still have that free gift that's offered freely no matter what we've done or where we've come from a loving, merciful Heavenly Father. And I think that really, really stands out to me, and that's this idea of, like, how do we create that habit, that habitual mindset of thankfulness for God's goodness? Mm-hmm. Your practice with your family of just thanking him for his provision is fantastic. And that's, I think, the one of the things that we can really focus on of, like, making it a habit. What is it they say? You've got to do something 21 times for it to become habit. 90, yeah. I don't remember what the number is, for it to become, like, entrenched in your life. Yeah. We are excited to celebrate Thanksgiving, and we're excited for the food. But I think we're even more excited for the gift that the Father has given us through his son, Jesus.
And absolutely.
If you are out there listening, you're like, well, who is this Jesus guy? What are these crazy cats talking about? We would love to have a conversation with you. We'd love just to invite you to come and hang out with us here at Evangel Community Church and just see what God's family looks like. Get a taste mm-hmm. of his goodness. And that, beyond anything that we eat this Thanksgiving to celebrate, I pray that we would all taste the goodness of God and turn back mm-hmm. and give him the praise and the thankfulness for what he has done in our lives, what he can do in your life, and what he will do in the future. I'm excited for that. And so I hope, if anybody's out there listening, that's our prayer, that you would be thankful for who God is, for who his son Jesus is, and what he's done in your life throughout, and just to turn back and praise him. So as you hang out with your family and friends, just think back on those things. Look back on those things. Reach out to maybe a neighbor that you know isn't going to be hanging out with anybody, and just extend that thankfulness and that gratitude. Make it a habit of your hearts. And so that's our Pearls and Swine, an Evangel Community Church podcast. If you liked what you heard today, or you didn't, you can give us a call and give us a shout out and let us know some topics that you would like to hear us talk about. If you've got any questions or things, you can hit us up. My email is travis@evangelup.org. I'm always happy to chat with you. And if you'd like to catch any of the other previous podcasts or episodes that we have, you can search out Evangel Houghton Podcast on your Apple or Google device, or you can check out our website, evangelup.org. And we want to just leave you guys with a prayer today that you would be blessed this Thanksgiving, and that you would know God a little bit more and just see his goodness and be able to thank him for that. So I'm going to put it on you, John. Would you mind just closing us out in prayer here?
Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for just the gift that it is to live in this country, the gift that it is to be able to be called your people because of the work of your son, Jesus. And whether this season we are celebrating your abundance that you've given us, or if we're feeling more of the famine where we're feeling a lot of need. God, I just pray that we would be reminded in this season that we have a good Father in you who loves us and who sent his Son to die for us so that we could be in relationship with you, so that we could have hope, so that we could have new life. And God, I pray for everyone out there who's listening right now that if, especially if they're feeling hopeless or down in this season, that they would look to you and that they would come and be with your people as we celebrate your goodness in this season. So God, we thank you for who you are, and we pray that you'd be honored and glorified by our celebration of Thanksgiving this year. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone.